And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And how you doing? If you are out there like me, you felt a few drips. It might be time for the monsoon to actually make its appearance here in Yavapai County. Well, we'll be here to welcome it when it happens. In the meantime, we've got Talk of the Town to do here for your Thursday afternoon. And we've got a couple of, I guess I'd say fun is probably going to be the theme of today's Talk of the Town Roundtable. We've got Michael Marshall joining us here momentarily. He is going to tell us all about the Corn Fest going on in Camp Verde. That'll be coming up in a little bit. And then a little bit later on, we've got folks here from the soon to be newly reopened again, Arizona Downs. If you remember, the racetrack was closed for quite a while, and then they reopened and then had to close down temporarily. And they are getting ready to reopen again. And so we have folks from Arizona Downs here to tell us all about why we were on again, off again, and now we're back on again. So, but that's good news. So that's coming your way here live on Talk of the Town on KQ&A. So let's take a quick break, and then we're heading out for some corn in Camp Verde. I tell you, I bet you the corn there is sweet. We'll check it out. Stick around. It's all happening here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and brick-and-mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olsen's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are happy to welcome to our Talk of the Town microphones Michael Marshall. He is the Parks and Recreation Division Manager for the town of Camp Verde, Parks and Recreation. Michael, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for letting me come on.
So I'm understanding, I'm just taking a wild guess here, that this CPRP next to your name is a Certified Parks and Recreation Professional. How did I do?
You got it exactly right.
No kidding. Not bad. Well, what do you have to do to get that kind of certification?
Well, that's a combination of they had to examine our education accomplishments, and then we had to take a very significant test. They have a multi-part, multi-section test that's proctored. You have to go to a testing place where they make you empty your pockets and sit in a room where they have a camera that monitors you to make sure that you're not cheating, and then you have to see if you can pass a test. And both myself and Shauna Figge, our Parks and Recreation Coordinator, were able to get that accomplished last year. It's kind of a high point for us. We're the only two full-time staff we have, and we're both CPRP certified. We have to do ongoing continuing education to maintain that every 2 years to maintain that we're knowing what we're doing and learning new things as we go along.
And I would imagine that in your line of work, that, you know, finding grant money is probably something that is fairly standard in terms of trying to, you know, get additional funding from other places. And does that certification help you at all in terms of your accreditation for applying for grants?
It does really help us in the qualifying for grants, but certainly the stuff that we've learned in order to become CPRP helps us with writing the grants and knowing what we need to be doing. Grants writing is something that we try and do. We've gotten a couple grants in the last few years, and it's really helped us out in a couple places. So it's always something we're trying to do to augment the funding from the users and from the town.
Now, just in general terms, for the audience, roughly how many people live in Camp Verde in general, and then how many parks do you have?
Well, Camp Verde has a little over 11,000 residents. We also draw from some of the unincorporated areas around us. Really, the Rimrock, McGuireville area is an area we draw from because they don't have a municipal, you know, government there. So they don't have, for instance, a pool like we do. They don't have some of the recreation programs. So we draw from them. At the moment, we've got one fairly large, you know, park for us that we use that is has a lighted baseball field and a lighted soccer/football field. But we're in the process now of building a significantly larger sports complex. And then we also have two or three small pocket parks throughout the town. And then near my office, near the Fort Verde in downtown, the historic park, we have a gymnasium and a soccer or event field that we use there.
Boy, all of this with two people.
Yeah, we have two people, and we have a really great part-time person who's doing it. We're actually in the process right now. We're looking for a full-time recreation leader, an entry-level position for somebody to come in and work with us as we take on the special events. Mm. So we're looking for somebody that wants to be involved in all aspects of Parks and Recreation and wants to have a good time and help out.
And how long have you been with the town of Camp Verde?
I've been there about 6.5 years. I started, it was just me as the only full-time person.
I was going to say that during the 6.5 years that you've been there, you've made some pretty good strides.
Yeah, we've improved a lot of additional programs we didn't do before. The programs that we did do before, we've continued to improve and increase, you know, attendance or improve the quality of them. We're pretty happy with what we've accomplished in the last few years for changes.
Now, I know that in, I guess, what you would consider the downtown area, the town area. There's been a lot of investment done in sidewalks and paving and curbs and gutters and all that kind of stuff. People that haven't been to Camp Verde in maybe the last 5 years or something, I think would be amazed to see just how much refurbishment has gone on in the town.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot. Public Works was able to get some grant money through ADOT. Took them several years to get them to do it, but they rebuilt a section of road from the end of Finney Flat up into the downtown section where it connected with the Main Street section that had been done previously with, nice new lights and sidewalk and stuff. But that section there was relatively recently done with, new sidewalks with lamps and that kind of stuff. And then there's been some improvements to Finney Flat Road with a couple new businesses going in there, a brand new big Circle K convenience store, and a refurbishment of the Maverick, and also a new O'Reilly Auto Parts that went in that's made some improvements to the street structure, too.
Is Bowler's Bar still there?
The building is there. The bar itself is not there. It's still, one of those things that people would love to see somebody get back in there and have something going on. It's an interesting-looking building.
Well, there have been a number of stories, some of which are true and most of which are not, that center around Bowler's Bar, but that's for another time. I wanted to get you on here, Michael, to talk about the Corn Fest, and I know that Camp Verde, I think Fort Verde Days is like your big event, for the year.
Biggest one in the fall.
And so this Corn Fest, I have to admit, this is new for me. Is it new for you, or has this been going on for a while?
It's been going on for about 29 years in various forms.
Wow, I am behind the times.
Well, it's very hot in July, which discourages some people. The last 10 years, it's been run by a volunteer group that took over several of the events that when the economic shutdown came, that we had to back away from. But now the town is taking it back over for the operation. So it's new to me in particular as far as the actual operation. We've been supporting Camp Verde Promotions, who's been doing a great job the last few years, but as a volunteer group, they just decided it was a little much for them to continue to do these events, which they've been able to keep growing and getting larger and larger. So this will be our first event back with the town in operation in many years for this.
Okay, so when is it? What is it? What's going to be going on? What's the draw? I would assume that it has something to do with sweet corn.
It absolutely does. Hauser Farm sweet corn is the main focus. It's going to be July 27th, one day from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. We're closing down Holloman Street and opening up our gyms, so we've got indoor and outdoor spaces for vendors and people to relax and enjoy the entertainment, the vendors and the food vendors, and especially the Hauser and Hauser corn.
Now, Hauser Farms, I that's triggered something in my mind because we have the FFA corn dinner in Chino Valley every year, and there was one year that I guess it might have been the year that Young's Farm went out of business or something, and they ended up having to get the corn from Hauser Farms. I remember, and it was really sweet. I mean, it was really good corn.
It certainly is. It's very popular in town. It's always a big deal when the first day that they opened, I think it was July 2nd this year at 8 o'clock. I was there about 8:30 getting my corn. So it's something everybody looks forward to. And this event is a chance for people to be able to get it roasted right there in front of them and eat it off off a plate right there.
Now, have you ever just, pulled the husk off and just eaten it raw?
Yeah, I'm a cooked corn fan.
Did you try
it? Have
you tried
it
though?
Nice and raw.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay, now I want to tell you something. I'm not snowing you. This is a real story. I'm over at Mortimer's here in Dewey, and Charla Mortimer is telling me just try the raw corn. And I said the exact same thing you said. I said I'm a cooked corn guy. I really don't. No, try it. Really, I'll try it. And I mean, she literally followed me around for probably about a half an hour, And she actually like peeled the thing and like stuck it in my face. She says, just one bite. It's not going to kill you. Just try it. I got to tell you, raw corn, raw sweet corn is really good. It sounds gross, but it really isn't. It's really, really good. Now, I haven't got to the point yet where I'm going to go to like a supermarket and pull that corn and try biting it off a husk. But I would bet you a dollar to a donut that Hauser Farms corn would more than pass the raw corn sweet taste test.
I'm sure it would. Our summer camp was over to Mortimer Farms for a day trip today, so maybe they had a chance to try that out themselves there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, all right, so give us an idea as to the calendar of events, the agenda for Corn Fest, when it starts, is there an admission, what kind of activities, events will be going on?
Okay, well, first off, it's always free admission to the events in Camp Verde. That's one of the things that we push. Obviously, you have to buy the corn if you want to have the corn. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a number of food different vendors there. We're going to have 8 food vendors in addition to the corn. You can also buy fresh corn to take home and take care of yourself. We're going to have Mexican food vendors, barbecue, Cajun, hot dogs, corn dogs, chicken tenders, a whole bunch of different food vendors there, as well as different vendors that are going to be selling products. We've got people selling jewelry. We've got people selling candles. We've got people selling leather goods. A couple people doing outside lawn ornaments, windmills, whirligigs to put in your yard, that kind of stuff. So hopefully a blend of vendors, that something for everybody that they can find that they would enjoy. And we've got entertainment. We've got a group of volunteers that have organized some entertainment on our stage inside the gym with some kids' play, some activities for kids, a couple different bands playing, a bunch of real mix of stuff. And then from 6 to 8 that night, we've got the Salt Miners playing on the stage in there with music in the evening from 6 to 8.
Now, are there adult beverages to be found at this event, or is that not something you guys do?
There are adult beverages. The Yavapai, the Verde Valley Posse for the Yavapai Rangers is going to be there with their beer garden. They're one of the mainstays at our events. They do fundraising. They have scholarships and stuff like that that they support. FFA is one of the things that they support.
Nice.
So they will be selling beer courtesy of Budweiser Hensley Distribution that will be there to give you something to quench the thirst with, along with that hot corn.
I'm telling you, you get out the butter and the salt and the pepper, you're going to need something to wash it down with. Now, again, just as a reminder for folks listening, the Corn Fest, again, is what day?
July 20th. It's Saturday. It's a week and a half away.
Okay.
Again, it's from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. right in downtown, right on Holloman Street, which is the road that runs right into Fort Verde State Park, which is also going to be open that day. But we've got the road shut off right there in the front so we can have outside and inside activities going on.
Well, it really sounds like a fun event. And I know that, taking over from the volunteer group and having to, manage the whole thing may seem a bit daunting, but, when you've got it set up like this and you have so many people in and around Camp Verde looking forward to the Corn Fest, there's no doubt in my mind that it's going to be successful. And we certainly appreciate you joining us to tell us all about the Camp Verde Corn Fest coming up July 20th. So that's a week from Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock, going all the way until, 8 o'clock at night?
8 p.m. We do also have a kickboxing tournament on the field.
What?
That does have a separate admission to it. Fights start at 7 and go to 10.
Whoa.
And that's something that's done in conjunction with this by a separate promoter that's doing that. Hopefully we'll get some people that will attract some customers for him, and he'll attract some customers for us.
Well, that sounds like you've touched all the bases: music, food, entertainment, kids, even kickboxing, and adult beverages besides. So, again, Michael Marshall from the Parks and Rec Division Manager, Town of Camp Verde Parks and Recreation. Good luck. Great success. Let us know how it turns out. And we wish everybody happy Corn Fest in Camp Verde.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me give the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Michael Marshall from the Town of Camp Verde telling us all about the Camp Verde Corn Fest. Again, that is July 20th at 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's downtown Camp Verde, so you can't miss it. And all kinds of really cool stuff going on. Lots of food, live music, fun for the kids. And as we found out here, even a little kickboxing. Who knew? Kickboxing in Camp Verde. We're going to take a quick break, and we got a few minutes to kill before we get to the news, so we're going to update you on a couple things that are pretty important, so stick around for more of that, and then the folks from Arizona Downs will be up to tell us how they got back into business and what to expect for the remainder of the horse racing season right here at Arizona Downs. You're listening to Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Merritt Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks visit the St. Louis Cardinals Friday live at 5 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner. Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Yes, indeed. Hey, we are going to be talking with the folks from Arizona Downs in just a few minutes here on Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Just wanted to mention that last night I had the unique pleasure of hanging out with some very nice and devoted community organizers, leaders, folks that care very deeply about our community, and they represent the Prescott Frontier Rotary. And I know that there are a lot of service clubs out there, and there are some that have greater visibility and popularity than others. But the Prescott Frontier Rotary Club is one that I'm personally involved in. I've been a member now for 20 years, or a little over 20 years. And we're the ones that put on that event called Grapes for Grades, the benefit that goes to help the kids with the, used to be the summer reading program, and now it's expanded to engage kids in a bunch of different skills and so forth. So the summer skills program, I guess you want to call it that. Quite a nice event. The folks at Waters Garden Center, Ken and Lisa Lane, allow the event to take place at their wonderful facility. And we had some great music with Drew Hall and Anton Teschner there. Also, we had a lot of folks from around the area. The event sold out. We got to taste some really nice wine from Italy and from Spain and from France. The international wines were fantastic. Ron Williams was in charge of the wine this year and did a fantastic job. Also, our master of ceremonies was Steve Sishka. A lot of you have probably heard him here on Olson's for Healthy Animals and such, and know about his political career and so forth, but he was our master of ceremonies. Yours truly got to volunteer as the guest auctioneer for Grapes for Grades. And I will tell you that it was a smashing success in terms of the fundraising that went on. There were a number of people that came to the event and allowed themselves to be cajoled, guilted, if you will, into bidding on items. I mean, you know, nobody forces anybody to make a bid, but, you know, if I happen to know who you are and I'm the auctioneer, I will say, hey, Joe, come on, get a bid in here. You know, so those kinds of things, that's just what happens when you do these community events, you know. And, you know, so we were, you know, we had a really nice turnout. People were giving and giving generously. Last year, we raised about $45,000, which was a record year for us, for Frontier Rotary. And we were hoping, fingers crossed, toes crossed, we were hoping that maybe we could touch 50 this year. And while the final numbers are not known exactly, it looks as though we will have generated $52,000 for this year's Grapes for Grades and breaking records. It's fantastic. We were able to present the school district with a nice big check right then and there. So, and I've got to also say thank you to Barry Barb and the folks at El Gato Azul. They were the ones that catered the event and made a very nice display of food that paired nicely with all of the wines and so forth. So very, very good evening all around. And that's just one of the things that the Prescott Frontier Rotary Club does for the community. And so a big thanks to all of the Rotarians that came and worked that day. Mike Payson was the chairman of the event and outstanding organization and so forth. Looking forward to next year. It happens in June. What a great time to be outside at Waters Garden Center, sipping on wine, getting a little bit of food, and bidding on some really cool items. That's what Grapes for Grades was all about. And thanks to everyone who came out and enjoyed the event, and also those of you that helped in bidding and sponsorships and all that. That was really great to see. Anyway, so we're going to take a break. We've got news coming your way here in just a moment. And then we will be talking with the folks from Arizona Downs to find out what happened and what is going to be happening, because Arizona Downs is back in business, baby. Next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, they are going to be running live races again at Arizona Downs. We'll get the scoop from the folks right here, right from the horse's mouth, here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back after the news.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is yrmchealthconnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe, and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Cottonwood area residents can share their input on planning for one of the city's parks.
The Cottonwood Parks and Recreation Department, along with Norris Design, is hosting a community meeting on the Riverfront Park Master Site Plan. The meeting starts at 5:30 tonight at the Riverfront Water Reclamation Facility, located on Riverfront Drive. The park, which is Cottonwood's largest, is also located in that area off of 10th Street. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight. They'll discuss road improvement projects.
The Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization completed a transportation study in March of last year for Highway 89A. Recommendations include a second lane at Viewpoint Drive and a free-flow right lane at Glassford Hill Road. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the Library Auditorium on Skoog Boulevard. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Partly sunny, a 30% chance of afternoon rain today, cooling after bedtime tonight to a partly cloudy 65. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, then a 20% chance for early afternoon rain tomorrow and Saturday, 10% Sunday, with partly sunny highs near 92 tomorrow through Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low of partly cloudy 69, mostly sunny highs around 104 tomorrow through Monday, with a 20% chance for early Friday afternoon spot storms, 10% Saturday, 20% Sunday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam, calling out telemarketers.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Every year, countless crooked telemarketers talk hardworking Arizonans out of millions of dollars with promises of easy money. If you suspect telemarketing fraud, I'm calling on you to call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back live here at KQ&A, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide, kqna.com. That's what we do. And here on the roundtable, we're here to talk about Arizona Downs, and we're talking about the reopening, the reopening of Arizona Downs, even though technically they really haven't been closed. They just haven't been doing live racing. They've been open for OTB all this time, but they are going to resume regular good old horse racing here pretty quick. And so we've got three folks from Arizona Downs here joining us. Michael Rona is the track announcer. Kathy Rona is Michael's wife. She is a paramutual operator, which means she takes bets. And then also John Shoemaker is here. He is the Arizona Downs chaplain. So we're going to start with the chaplain because we want to make sure that, you know, the rest of the interview goes well and has your blessing. I've got to ask, all tracks have chaplains. Why?
Well, we're just like a community church. You know, the racetrack is filled up with people that live on the backside that take care of their the horses, and it's a 7-day-a-week job. It's hard for them to go and go to church, so we bring church to them. We have a chapel on the backside. We have Sunday morning church. Every morning I do devotions over the intercom to the backside. I pray with the jockeys. We're there to help if there's any benevolent needs. God forbid if somebody goes down during a race and gets hurt, I go to the hospital and make sure that the families are taken care of. So we're just like a community church. We're just at a racetrack.
I was going to say that probably next to a church, a racetrack probably has almost as much prayer going on an entire day, because all the people that are there that are betting, they're all praying.
Well, there you go. There's always that.
Yeah. Do you do other, you have any other religious practice besides doing what you do for Arizona Downs?
Well, I'm the chaplain. I'm the chaplain in the state of Arizona, so I do the chaplaincy work down at the track in Phoenix as well.
Okay.
And
so you specialize in horse racing.
I've been a racetrack chaplain since 1999.
And how did that start?
Well, actually, I was on the racetrack. I was a horseshoer and gave my heart to the Lord at a racetrack chapel service, and just felt the call on my life to be a part of that. And I've always wanted to be there to help encourage others, and it was just a nice fit. I met my wife at the racetrack. She was galloping horses, and we met, and here we are. Yeah.
And I'm asking this just because, yeah, I'm nosy this way, but have you ever performed any weddings at any of the racetracks you've worked at?
Oh, absolutely. I've performed a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. I'll tell you, if I was a betting man, mm-hmm. I'd want to be close to you when I'm there putting down my wager. Speaking of the wagers, Kathy Rona is here, and this is the person that is sitting at the desk smiling as you hand her your money and put down your bet. I got to say, first of all, that, you know, you probably are the last smiling face that a person sees before they put their money on the line.
Yes.
Do you, I don't know, do people come to you, are they nervous? Are they excited? Do they try to get some advice from you? Do they think that you might have some inside scoop on something?
All of the above.
All the above.
I've been doing it since 1990, so I've experienced all different circumstances.
What's the biggest single bet you ever handled, would you say?
Everybody asked me that. I believe it was before they had the simulcasts where you could bet at the OTBs and everything. I think it was like over $120,000 pick six ticket.
$120,000?
Yes.
Wow.
At Golden Gate Fields. But
they didn't win, did they?
You know, I'm not even sure.
That's right, because you don't necessarily have to go back to the same person.
Yeah, you don't see the same person.
And it's amazing to me that, first of all, I think that, you know, a little friendly wager, there's nothing wrong with it. The, you know, folks that go to the racetrack, I grew up going to a racetrack centered around Detroit, Detroit Racecourse and Hazel Park and, you know, a place like that. I used to go with my dad and my uncle, and, you know, it was a great place to hang out. Used to be able to go and have lunch and, you know, sit at, you know, and watch the horses and all that kind of stuff. Arizona Downs was offering that kind of experience, were they not, for,
yes,
for the resumption of the racing season?
Yes, absolutely. I know they had the $3 beers they were offering and the really nice buffet upstairs, and they're trying to get all different people to go there and bet, you know.
Well, Michael Rona is not only Kathy's husband, he is also the track announcer. And, you know, so for a person with a British accent, is it British?
Oh, I'm an Aussie, mate.
Aussie, okay. With an Australian accent, how'd you get into horse race announcing?
First of all, that's a poorly timed mistake, because England knocked Australia out of the Cricket World Cup this morning in the semi-finals.
Ouch.
So, yeah, still stinging a little bit from that.
Okay.
But well, anyway.
I'll take the spear.
Putting that aside, how did I get involved in horse racing and horse race calling? No real family background, Sanford. It was about the time I began high school that I was bitten by the racing bug. There's a vast simulcast network nationwide on the radio, and you can be driving around listening to the races in your car, live race calls from tracks around the country. It's extensive coverage, and I just found myself almost mesmerized by the different styles of the race callers that I heard. I just found myself emulating them, or wanting to emulate them, mimicking them at first, and just started to go to the track, practice into a spare in a spare booth into a tape recorder, and I got to do some harness race calling and greyhound race calling and some thoroughbreds across the late 80s before the opportunity came knocking in 1990 to come to the United States. It was a life and career changing moment to go to Hollywood Park in Los Angeles. And I've been bouncing all over the United States ever since. I've been here more than half my life now. I'm a proud dual citizen as of 2005. And I've ended up seeing more of America than Australia.
Nice. Well, and just listening to you, I can hear that it's not hard for you to get excited about, you know, calling a race. And so if you could just kind of, you know, kind of give us a quick little demo of, you know, let's say we're going around the far turn and heading into the home stretch, and let's get the call from Michael Rona. This is the voice of the Arizona Downs, getting ready to get back into action weekend after next.
All right. Well, I'm not sure where this is going, but they're past the eighth pole into the final furlong, and it's Secretariat and Man of War battling it out. Here's Justify getting up along the inside, and American Pharaoh from a long way back. It's Secretariat, just the leader. Justify throws down the gauntlet. Justify coming at American Pharaoh and Cigar, and who else is there? I don't know. Photo.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael Rona. I tell you, I, being an announcer, I understand that there is there's a thing to it, you know, to be a successful track announcer. You not only have to be enthusiastic, compelling, but you also have to keep your eyes on the action and know what each horse is doing. Remember each horse's name. Do you remember them by the color of the jersey or by the number? How do you keep track of who's on the track?
A lot of people, I think, assume that the track announcer works off the saddle tail, the numbers on the backs of the horses. I certainly don't. If you have a horse directly outside another horse in the back stretch, you might not be able to see the saddle cloth. So I work off the jockey silks, and sometimes in a bunched field with a horse hung out five wide into the turn, you can't even see enough of the silks. But it's your best chance, and you've got to love a grey horse. Sometimes different coloured blinkers or nose roll can be more meaningful to me than the jockey silks. It depends. Every race I study them when they're under my nose in the post parade, when they move onto the track, and it's very short-term memory, 10 minutes or so leading up to each race, I'm trying to drum them into my brain. And you've got to be able to forget as effectively as you remember, because you'll have a horse in the following race potentially with the same colours to which you have to put a different name. So it's intense concentration in the moment. I don't do any preparation in advance of each post parade as far as memorising the names. That's when I just have a look through the past performances to get an idea of the makeup of the race. But the memorization is very short term.
Do you have any spotters that help you out?
No.
It's all you.
Yep, it's all on me. And it's a strange kind of stress. It's different to, for example, being an actor when you could have take three, take 20 until you get it right. In this game, you've got to live with your split-second responses to something that's unfolding very rapidly before your eyes. So it's challenging, but it's very gratifying for me. I'm very fortunate to be doing for a living what I've always aspired to do. I'm a lucky man.
Fantastic. Let's take a quick break. We have more coming from Arizona Downs. Tips and tricks on bets. Yes, I'm not saying they work. I'm just saying that there are such things. And so if you're looking for a new way to put down your friendly wager and you want a system of some kind, these folks have seen it all. So we're going to see what may be the best and maybe even the worst strategies when it comes to placing bets at Arizona Downs. We will be right back live on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We're right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready, set, go. This is Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown here to ask you to be prepared for emergency evacuation in the event of a wildland fire. Don't wait till it's too late. Have your prescriptions, family photos, legal papers organized and ready to go. Go to yavapai.us website for more emergency management information to help you prepare. Join Code Red today.
Celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing with the D-backs. On Saturday, July 20th, get the Nick Ahmed on the Moon bobblehead, courtesy of Raytheon. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. D-backs ASU night is Friday, August 30th. Get a lower-level D-backs Dodgers ticket and a co-branded t-shirt for just $35. Visit dbacks.com/ASU. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me in studio is Michael Rona, track announcer from Arizona Downs, his wife Kathy, a paramutual operator, and the Arizona Downs chaplain, John Shoemaker, all live here in studio. Before the break, we were talking about ways in which tips and tricks on, you know, ways in which people bet. And I guess the first thing I'd ask is, do you know how to read a racing form, and is there really good information you can glean from reading a racing form?
Well, absolutely. You have to look at the past performances. It'll show you who the horses were ran against in different race, the purses, and just different. There's a lot of information.
Doesn't necessarily, past performance is not a guarantee of future results, though.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what keeps it interesting.
Exactly.
What about, like, Michael, ways in which people, like, you know, just, you know, take their finger and they put it up in the air in whichever direction the wind's blowing, that's who they pick? Or do they have other more sophisticated ways of coming up with the betting ideas?
Well, coincidentally, just this morning, I saw something on an Australian racing website. They were taking a poll of people's strange, wacky methods of trying to pick winners, and some of these responses are pretty amazing. Someone waits for a horse to run fourth three times in a row and apparently came up with a $200 winner using that recently. Someone else said that they backed number 11 in the last race. There's all sorts of weird and wonderful ideas, and I know that Kathy fancies horses that have gold in their names and cat-themed names.
Okay, well, and, you know, I mean,
and
you
jockeys.
Know, you just stick with a plan, and eventually something good's going to happen. Now, Arizona Downs started this season. It was great to have racing back at the racetrack. But then they stopped, and we are in that period of time right now, but they're getting ready to restart again. What happened to cause them to stop, and now how are they able to restart?
Well, a key investor withdrew, apparently with little notice, and there was a problem funding the purses, the prize money for the races. But fortunately, they have a new investor who's just come on board. And after we've been dormant for a couple of weeks, we're gearing up again for a restart on July 20, and then we'll go through Labor Day weekend as originally scheduled. So it was a bump in the road. As you mentioned earlier, Sanford, we're always open for OTB wagering, off-track betting. But it's going to be fantastic to have the live action back again. And it's wonderful to know how many horsemen have stayed during this hiatus in the live product. As a matter of fact, Chaplain John hosted a wonderful barbecue on the backside on Independence Day that Kathy and I attended, and there were plenty of people there. And that word community that you used earlier really rings true. It's a community of people, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it was really good. We fed between 150 and 200 people there that day. And during this period of non-racing, it has been very amazing to watch the people.
For everybody here, I'm Sanford Cohen. Mark Levin, Talk of the Quad Cities, coming your way next. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.